Our Gemara on Daf Nun Zayin Amid Aleph for the topic of Halacha discussed the significance of dreams. We won't discuss that. We discussed Halacha L'maisa about it already on yesterday's Daf. But what we will discuss is one particular part where the Gemara describes that someone has dreams that he had, it's a strange metaphor, relations with a Naira Hamurasa, so then in such a case, Yitzapa LaTorah, he can look forward to growing in Torah because the Torah is described as a Naira Hamurasa. Now, this idea that the Torah is described as a Naira Hamurasa, Al Tikri Morasha, the Gemara tells us 12 lines into the top, Anun Zainaf, Ela Morasa, is also repeated in Sanhedrin Mem Tesa Med Aleph. And if you will, for a much more halacha lemaisa and a very, very practical issue that comes up today. And that is where the Gemara delineates the issur for a goy to learn Torah. The Gemara says, Akum Shosik B'Torah is Chayiv Misa. And the Gemara quotes, because learning Torah is a morasha of Klal Yisrael, and it's a morasha of Klal Yisrael. It's designated specifically to Klal Yisrael. So we see this idea of Torah representing a Naira Hamurasa. Mamish has halacha lemaisa applications because the Gemara not only uses it in this abstract and strange idea, even if you will, in Brachos, but also to tell us that someone who learns Torah with a guy, it's as if the guy is going on a Naira Hamurasa, hence the onish is going to be skila. See the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The question that becomes halacha lemaisa is how does one deal with this phenomenon that it's an Isur D'Oraisa for a goy to learn Torah. In the Shas Tshuvas Machne Chayim, this is discussed in the context of teaching a goy who thinks he might be interested in learning Torah to become Jewish. A goy who doesn't know 100% that he wants to become Jewish, or for that matter, one could even may possibly argue a Gentile that knows he wants to be Jewish, but need or and aspires at least to become Jewish, but needs a more of a base knowledge to be able to consummate Geirus. So then in such a case, what's the heter to learn Torah with the Gentile? I also found myself in a predicament like this, and what I was thrilled to see is that the Tshuvas Machne Chaim says something very similar to what one of my great Rebbeim, Rav Brandspiegel Shlita, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu send him Refuah Shleima, told me at the time when I was in this predicament, and that was, I was at, most of the day, of course, I was learning in the Yeshivas Rabbein Yitzchak Chanan and the Kolel and so on, and on the side, I was doing graduate work downtown, skip a jump away from Yeshiva University down in Columbia University, and there I was doing graduate work in psychology. There was an idea that was being discussed that reminded me of some sugyas that I had done in Nedarim. It was actually the theories about the development of language, and of course Nedarim has a lot to say about that. I was thinking of using some of the ideas to develop for that course. On the other hand, I was wondered, what about the Isser of teaching Goyim? To which the Tshuvas Machne Chaim and both Rav Brandspiegel said something very similar. First, let's say over what the Machne Chaim says. Machne Chaim points out that the Taz, in an uncharacteristic drush, in Simim Mem Zayin Sif Katan Alf, in the Halachas of Birchas HaTorah, asserts that the bracha of Lasok B'Divrei Sora is specifically Lasok because the Birchas HaTorah, the Ratzon Hashem, as expressed in that Birchas HaTorah, is Iyun Advarim, L'meimis Atzmo Olav, is not just simply learning halachos, but is being misamek in the Dalet Amos Shel Halacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that's so, we can also understand the Gemara in Nedarim on Daf Lamed Ches, which says that Moshe gave over Torah to B'tovas Ayin, V'nasna L'Yisrael. The Gemara says that's B'pilpul, because that is the Iker Matana of Torah. The Machne Chaim claims that for that reason, if a Gentile is just simply learning interesting ideas about Torah, but not really being ma'amik, let's say the way I would say it in our daily Gemara Shir, to see that the pshat is mukhruch in the psukim, in the words, but it's these general ideas, or general halachos, but he's not being ma'ayin in it, even if it's on an intellectually high level, those who've been ma'ayin in a sugya know the difference between something that's intellectually advanced and throwing oneself entirely into a sugya. So then the Machne Chaim concludes that it would not be prohibited to teach a Gentile. Hence, for that reason, it will be permissible to learn with a guy if it's not teaching him the beauty and the omek of the Torah Shebal Peh b'derech ha-pilpul, but rather is just explaining to him the basic concepts or the basic halachos. In such a case, that will be permissible. That is very similar to the idea that Rav Braunschweig told me that he thought it would not be a problem to mention Torah concepts and even to build a graduate paper on the Torah concepts, because that would not qualify as learning bi'iyun. You're simply informing them what is the Torah's position on these general human questions, and that there's no isser to teach a guy. The isser would be to learn bi'iyun. This emerges from the drasha that we said of orasa, al tikri morasha, ela ma'orasa, that Klal Yisrael is wed to the Torah, that we can't be separated from the Torah, not that it's just a system of laws or a system of ideas, but it's Kehem Chayenu V'orech Yameinu. This concludes the halacha section for the Agadat HaGemara today on Daf Nun Zayin. May we be zoche to fulfill Kehem Chayenu V'orech Yameinu, that our Daf Yomi should not be just be a quota, but should be something that lives with us, not just simply to do the quota, but something that we're mefalpel with, and we're ma'ayin with, and stays with us throughout our day.